I'm
Or
sorry, but this is a major shift in policy. It's one thing to go after ISIS. It's something else to attack forces that threaten the forces that go after ISIS. Do you have congressional approval for that? Are you going to seek congressional approval for that? Under what authorization are you doing that?
we, at whatever steps we took would be in close consultation with Congress.
Oh, I'm sorry, but what do you what why do you think you don't need a UN Security Council decision on this?
What's that? Why don't we think we need one?
You don't need
We're
one
obviously in close
because obviously
consultations
the
with the
US
UN
thinks that.
Security Council. Syria is a very complex situation. I've said this multiple times. We want to see ultimately a political solution to the situation in Syria. We've been very clear about that. In fact, the secretary just met with both the Saudi foreign minister as well as the Russian foreign minister in Doha yesterday. And they talked about Syria.
Yes,
And
but
how to
no
resolve
UN
the situation there.
security.
Let me finish.
Excuse me, excuse
So we're clearly committed to working through the UN to bring about a political solution via the Geneva communique to the situation in Syria. All we're talking about right here is the fact that we would take defensive actions as needed to protect these forces that are fighting ISIL on the ground in northern Syria.
But you don't have a UN Security Council approval. You don't have congressional approval for that. Under what basis is the administration acting in this case?
Again, we're working with Congress on all of these issues in close consultation with them, and I'll leave it at that.